So I'm kind of really angry right now because I just heard today that DPS teachers are being forced to take a 10% pay cut.
Yeah.
What?
On LinkedIn. The big problem with school, Brian writes in his portfolio, is I dread waking up in the morning so early to go to something that makes me so unhappy. I need to know when I wake up, I'm looking forward to something that's not gonna make me miserable. My girlfriend, of course, is motivation, but sometimes even she isn't enough, and I need something extra. Your class is that extra. Thank you. Mr. Snyder, you should know this past winter, two of my students gave birth, and both brought their babies to class on days when they had no childcare, and both handed in their portfolios late. And I got a boy named Daniel who often misses weeks at a time to survive a body that can only accept food through a tube. And Aaron gets migraines on a regular basis, which he describes as leathery bastards that climb through your ear with 12 suction cups on each tentacle. And his portfolio's late too. He has to take care of his three brothers every afternoon, and there's no privacy in his house at all. No place where he can go to be alone with his thoughts, even when his head feels like it's been latched on with fish hooks with two sets of teeth. And all this lurches into my classroom, and I take it home in the book bag of my own head, and I wonder if you want anything from Michigan, anything more from Michigan than a community of misery. My class, understand, is an elective, and that means it's under the cleaver. And recently, Benji got mugged in a black eye in the parking lot. Melissa writes how her mother taught her to hide behind the washing machine in the basement so she wouldn't see her father pound her bloody in the kitchen. And Jonas describes his backyard as the place where his father pitched him batting practice and caught his fledgling fastball, but he hasn't seen him in 4 years, even though he lives less than 2 miles away. And every day, we move our desk into a circle and tell each other our stories. And Jasmine's been home for 6 days on her own. Her mother said she was headed out for a couple hours and hasn't come back, and this happens once a month. And Jasmine lies in the dark on the floor, curled up and waiting, and Vivian waits too for her sister who ran away 2 weeks ago with a boyfriend who hits her. And there's been no word. And she has no words except empty as the police lights flash through her window. And she writes in her portfolio that creative writing kept her from skipping school. And Cheyenne walks into class shaking. A boy called her the C word her previous hour, and she got in trouble for shouting back. And her mother calls her fat a lot, and she throws up her food a lot, and her father drinks a lot. And I grade papers on the sidelines of my daughter's soccer game. And Miguel's grandmother passed away last summer, and she gave him his first soccer ball, but he couldn't thank her. She was still living in poverty in Mexico with no access to a doctor, and at least for now, Miguel can see a doctor here. And Jason almost never speaks in class and never looks anywhere but dead straight ahead. And I worry he's the kind of boy who will detonate. And I grade papers during field hockey and flag football and look up barely in time to see my daughter make a dazzling tackle. And thank you, Brian, for saying my class makes you want to get out of bed. And even if you're just sucking up for a better grade, thank you anyway for caring enough to do that. And thank you, Lauren, for sharing how your 24-year-old cousin molested you when you were 8 and how you survived it. And thank you, Meng, for trying to fight back against the boy who wrestled you to the grass on New Year's Eve. And Mr. Snyder, I ask you plainly, do you want a community of misery? Is that your standard for humanity? Today, I muster the throat to stand for my students and tell you, my classroom is vital. My classroom is bone marrow. The stories of our children keep all of us living, and my life's work is to keep listening. And I try somehow to make every hour of my students' lives better. It's what I do. I'm a teacher.
Yeah, let's go!